Ohio, and then in Tampa, Florida, we're on AM 570 WTBN and 910 AM WWTD. That's Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN in Tampa, Florida. And we've been on there for about a year now, I guess. And so that's been exciting to have that. Well, a lot of changes, a lot of things happening. And then, of course, over the course of the years, we added a Friday broadcast, a half-an-hour broadcast on Friday afternoons from 1:30 until 2 o'clock on our home station of AM 1220 WHKW, The Word in Independence, Ohio. And, of course, you can find all of this out if you go to our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And we'll be talking about some more of these things, but let's go ahead and open our program this evening with a word of prayer. And I'll give out our phone numbers here, and we've already got a caller calling in, so we'll be getting to those here. Let's go ahead and open in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much. What a blessing it's been to be able to be on the air all these years, to be able to be here every Sunday night, to be live every Sunday night, and to be able to be bring your word and to be able to encourage people and point people to Christ every Sunday night. What a blessing, what an opportunity you've given us. Help us to use the program tonight for your glory, to point people to Christ and encourage people in their walk with you as well. Bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I said, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. You can give us a call with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's word. Our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. That'll get you on the air with us this evening. And we have John already lined up and ready to go. John, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, John. Good to have you with us tonight.
Good.
I have to point out to our radio audience, you've been calling me for about 9 years, haven't you?
I think it was 7.5.
It's been a while, but you keep me on my toes. What you got for us tonight, John? Good to have you on.
Well, I've been reading some literature from the Mormons, and they quoted Exodus chapter 7 and verse 1, and I'm kind of puzzled by it.
All right. A lot of what they quote, you get kind of puzzled by. Exodus chapter 7.
And verse 1.
All right. Let me get turned over there. All right. Here we are. Exodus chapter 7 and verse number 1. And it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet." And you're probably wondering about the word God.
Well, I'm wondering, the fact that Moses was made a god, I was wondering how many other humans can be made gods.
Well, first you have to understand what he's meaning when he says he's made him a god. And there's three terms that you'll find in the Bible that are applied to God, and of course the term God, as well as Lord, and also Messiah. And all of those words are applied to things other than the God of the Bible on occasion, but there's usually a distinction that shows you what they're talking about. For instance, the word God, there's God with a capital G, which would refer to the God of the Bible, the creator of heaven and earth. Okay, this is God with a small g. And in this sense here, God says, the Lord, and he says to Moses, I've made thee a god to Pharaoh. In other words, he has presented Moses to Pharaoh as a person of note, a person of renown that Pharaoh should pay attention to. And it's just like using the word Lord. If you rent an apartment or rent a house and your landlord comes over, you know your landlord isn't a deity, but he has sovereignty over the house or the apartment that you live in. And when he says, I want you to do this or not do this, you have to pay attention to him because he has sovereignty over that property. And or in the British courts, when you go in, the judge, they refer to him as my lord. And that's recognizing their position of authority. And that's kind of what's getting at here. The Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, did not turn Moses into a deity here. He just he uses the term that he made him a god, as in he's like a god. He's like a deity in terms of being important, in terms of having authority, in terms of being able to perform, in many cases, some miracles here as well. But it never in the scripture, and the Mormons, of course, twist this as they do other scriptures, and I'll give you something to show that they're wrong from the book of Isaiah. But the Mormons twist this, and that's because they have the false teaching, and it is a false teaching, that as man is, God once was, and as God is, man can be or can become. And that's completely wrong. There's only one God, only one true God. Now, there's false gods, certainly Moloch and Balaam, those are false gods, and behind every false god like that is a fallen angel. And then there's human beings that claim divinity, and essentially they're false gods too. Remember, the Caesars of Rome claimed to be divine and things like that.
I was wondering if there could be other humans that could be gods with a small g.
Well, there's other passages where that is in relation to like judges and governors with a small g. But if you go to Isaiah chapter 44, and this is a verse that proves that the Mormons are wrong, okay? In Isaiah 44, and let me get a smudge on my glasses that wants to be right where I want to look. Here we go. In verse number 6, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts." Now, Lord in both cases is capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, signifying Jehovah God. He says, "I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God." And he uses a big G there. He continues on in verse number 8, "Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God?" Again, that's capital G. "Beside me, yea, there is no God." Again, with a capital G. "I know not any." And so he's making it very clear here that there is no God. There's been no God before him. Let me go a little further. Isaiah 46, verse 9. He says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God," with a capital G, "and there is none else. I am God," with a capital G, "and there is none like me." And, you know, we see statements like that in other places of the scriptures, but here's the thing. The Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, whatever of the various versions of the Mormons or the Latter-day Saints, they say that people become gods, and that Jehovah God was a man at one time on a planet. He embraced the right theology, and he was elevated to godhood, and he was given our planet to populate with his spiritual children. And then if we are good and do the right things and go through all the right hoops, we can become a god as well, just like he is. But the verses that I read here, it's very clear. He said, "Beside me there is no God." He said, "Is there God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any." And again, as I read, he said, "I am God, and there is none like me."
Right. But as far as the gods with the small g, the people that are raptured, do they become gods with a small g?
No, you're misunderstanding what I said. Gods with a small g was used like in relationship to people who had authority, like judges and governors, because think about it, they had the power of life and death over people, just like God has the power of life and death over us. When we get caught up to be with the Lord in heaven, we're going to be human beings. We'll have a glorified body like that of the risen Christ, but we will not become deities. We will not become gods. We will rule and reign with Christ during the millennial period, but we will not be deities. You know, it's just that, and on a related note, we don't become angels either. You know, there's a lot of good movies out there. Every Christmas, people like to watch, you know, the It's a Wonderful Life, and they like to see what's his name, the angel, get his wings, you know, at the end. Everybody's rooting for him to get his wings and to become an angel. Clarence, that's the guy's name, Clarence. They're waiting for Clarence to become an angel first class or something like that and get his wings. That's not what happens. God created angels. He created human beings.
If the raptured ones become rulers, don't the rulers automatically become gods with a small g?
No. Again, it's a misunderstanding there. I mean, if you want to apply it with a small g in terms of that, but you have to understand that in the Lord's millennial kingdom, there's going to be different positions of authority. There's going to be some people who have greater authority. If you want to use the term, I'm trying to think of that passage that said, "Ye shall be as gods." It's one that kind of goes in line with what you're talking about.
It's in Psalms.
Pardon?
It's in Psalms, I think.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find it while we're talking here. But what I'm getting at is, we'll have positions of authority, and some people will be rulers over various groups and things like that. In fact, Jesus had said that the 12 apostles would rule over the tribes of Israel, one over each of the 12 tribes. And in that sense, they will exercise authorities and authority. And I guess if you want to apply the term with a little g to it, I guess you could, just as you could apply the term Lord with a little l to it as well.
Right.
But then we remember, of course, that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Right.
And so God himself is the only sovereign divine being. There is no other divine being.
If he's Lord of Lords, that means that there's other lords.
Well, that's what I was just saying, rulers,
right.
Just like using the term gods with a little g,
right.
Lords
right.
with a little l, other rulers.
Right.
Like you have a landlord that rules over your property.
Right.
So you have power, you have people who have positions of power and authority, and so they do exercise a limited degree of sovereignty. In fact, the Bible even calls the devil the god of this world.
Right.
But it's a little g, because
right.
he has a certain measure of sovereignty. And getting back to your question about Mormons, it's interesting. The Mormons teach that Lucifer and Jesus are brothers. What that's saying is that Lucifer and Jesus were both fathered in a biological sense by Jehovah God as a man. And that is not true. Lucifer was a created being. He was a created an angelic being.
I think he was one of the cherubs, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the anointed cherub that covereth. And in the throne room in Revelation chapter 4, I believe it is, you see I think it's four beasts or beings, angelic beings are called beasts or creatures, circling the throne of God, crying, "Holy, holy, holy." I think this is my opinion. I wouldn't be dogmatic on this, but I think that Lucifer, as the anointed cherub that covereth, he hovered over the throne of God, reflecting God's glory.
Yeah.
And when you read the description it describes him as being covered with gemstones, how does a gem look beautiful when it reflects light, right?
Yeah.
And in and of itself, it just looks like a stone. But when it reflects light, it shows forth with incredible beauty. I was going to say, I got our caller calling in yet.
Right.
Too,
I was pretty sure that Moses wasn't the only one that was called a god.
Yeah, but again, it's with a little g.
Right.
It's with a little g, and it just signifies that he had power, authority,
right.
That he had certain sovereignty over limited areas,
right.
But in no way does it confer deity
right.
At all. That's reserved to the creator of heaven and earth alone.
Right.
I appreciate you got a good challenge for us there tonight to celebrate 9 years on with a good question. Thank you for that call, John. Appreciate that. And again, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here tonight. We've got Jeremiah calling in tonight as well. Jeremiah, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi. Congratulations on the anniversary of being on the air.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
I don't know how many times I've been on the air with you. I don't remember, but unless you remember.
I don't know offhand myself, but like John, you've been calling for quite some time.
Yeah, dedicated listener.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the calls.
Yeah, I've got a King James Version Bible open.
Yes, sir.
To Proverbs chapter 4.
All right, let me get turned over there as well. Proverbs 4.
Verse 5 through 8.
Okay. Let me get turned over there. Proverbs.
In the verses, it talks about her. Who's her referring to? Who's her referring to?
Okay, Proverbs chapter 4, and you said verse 7 and 8?
Verse 5 through 8.
Or 5 through 8, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, let me take a quick peek here. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee, and she shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. I'll read verse 9 here as well. She shall give to thine hand an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. He's talking about wisdom there. And it's a it's called personification, where you attribute, I guess you would say, humanity or a personhood to a thing or a concept. And in this case here, he's saying get wisdom. That's and get understanding. Forget it not. And in order to make it, you know, the teaching stick about getting wisdom and all that, he refers to wisdom and understanding as a her. Just like a lot of people will refer to their car as a her. For whatever reason, men tend to refer to their car as her rather than him.
That's true.
You know, or a boat, you know, let's get her out on the water and see how she does. You know, let's get the car out on the highway and really open her up and see how fast she goes. You know, guys tend to do that. It must be a guy thing. I don't know if girls do that or not.
I thought her was referring to a specific her.
No, it's a personification. It's talking about wisdom and understanding. And if in a sense, looking at it like a person, if you get wisdom and understanding and don't forget them and don't forsake it,
I understand now.
Yeah. And now let me share something with you here since you bring this topic up. I haven't heard this in a while, but a number of years ago, and this must be more than 10 years ago, there was a movement adding, maybe some of our listeners remember this, the idea of Sophia being added into the church, talking about God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they were adding in Sophia. And this Sophia, people were like, what in the world do they mean by Sophia? And they were saying Sophia was the spirit of wisdom or something like that, I think. And but what they were trying to do is they were trying to turn the idea of wisdom and the personification here into an actual person, which, of course, can cause some problems because wisdom only comes from God. And when he says this here in verse number 4, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. And that's where he says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. So the wisdom and understanding is what comes from the mouth of God. And then that's where he refers to the concept of wisdom and understanding as her. So,
I see.
Yeah,
I'd like to read Book of Proverbs, and I'm on
it's a great book.
I'm on a fourth chapter of Proverbs. I just got done reading all Book of Psalms, so I'm on the fourth chapter of Proverbs now.
Yeah. No, these are called the wisdom books for a reason. So
gives you a lot of wisdom and knowledge.
Yes. Yes, it does. So
I'll talk to you next week.
Hey,
God bless.
Thank you, Jeremiah. I appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for the call as well, and I appreciate that. Trying to look here at the time here. We got plenty of time before the break yet, but I want to give out those phone numbers again, 888-677-9673. That's our phone number. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. As I said at the beginning of the program, Tonight marks 9 years that we've been on the air here with Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and it has been enjoyable. I really thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity, and we're going to hopefully talk about this a little bit more in the second half of the program. We've got a break coming up in just a couple of minutes, but when we get into the second half of the program, I'm going to try to do something a little bit different. A lot of times, as I'm here at the studio, in fact, most times on Sunday nights, my wife is sitting across from me. She tries to keep me straight. If I say something that doesn't make sense, she gives me that look, you know, the look that wives can give you, and let me know that, you know, you're not making sense or something. On Friday, she leaves me on my own. But she's actually here in the studio tonight, and in the second half of the program, I'm going to try and get her on the program. She's been on the program a few times during the course of the last 9 years, but generally she's kind of the silent partner sitting over there praying for me and giving me the look as needed and trying to keep me on the straight track. And so I thought tonight we might get her live on the phone, or on the phone, on the, she's here in person, get her live on the radio, and during the second half of the program, maybe talk a little bit about the program, how it came to be. And of course, want to encourage you to visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can listen to previous programs there. And we're trying to get some older programs archived. We go back a couple of years, I think, in the archive right now. And you can find a number of our programs there. They're available as an MP3 file. You can download them, listen to them, share them with somebody else. We get people listening from all over the world. And also, we have a link to our Facebook page there. So if you go to livewithpastoral.com, you can link to our Facebook page, and you can like us on Facebook. And I try to put some articles and things on there that I think will be a help from time to time as well. And it's a little easier to keep up with that than it is our website. I'm kind of the one that does it all, so I have to try and keep track of it all, and I don't always get it done right away. So bear with me if the programs don't always get up right away, or if I go a little while without getting anything new, but I do try to keep things posted on the Facebook page with some articles and things that I find interesting from time to time. And do want to point out an article or an item on Facebook that I posted just recently. I saw a picture, and it had Benny Hinn trying to heal somebody, and it said, "Faith healers don't go to hospitals for the same reason that psychics don't go or don't play the lottery." And I thought, well, that's a good point. So I put it on there, and I linked to some programs that I had done a few years ago, about 3 years ago, on fraudulent faith healers and fake psychics. And you might find that interesting. You can find that on our Facebook page. So I encourage you to check that out. Find all that at livewithpastoral.com. We've got a break coming up. Hope you'll stick with us here. And let's see, we got, all right, I guess we got our break coming up. All right, that was the music starting. I'm sorry. the break is coming up in what, how many minutes yet? We got a couple, about a minute or 2 minutes before the break comes up. I'm not sure. People are giving me different directions here tonight. At live radio, this happens. We got a break coming up in just a moment, and we will catch you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. We got another half hour to go. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Well, because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and be with you until midnight tonight, and hope you'll be able to stick with us. And we're just having a couple technical difficulties here tonight, but we'll get through. It's live radio, and that's what makes it interesting. And I just want to thank you for listening. And, of course, we're celebrating 9 years on the radio this evening, and we're excited about that. And let me give you a little background. Of course, you can always find out more at Live with Pastor Al. That's our website, livewithpastoral.com. And you can find out more there, listen to past programs, and also link to our Facebook page at livewithpastoral.com. Brought to you tonight, of course, by the East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, Ohio, the home of the homemade pizza. You can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can call East Coast Pizza for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, right across from the Garfield Heights High School. Also, if you're interested, maybe you don't live in Northeast Ohio, but you'd like to get into the pizza business yourself, if you're interested in opening your own pizza shop or adding a great pizza recipe to your existing restaurant, you can call East Coast Pizza at 216-341-9100 and ask for Gus. That's East Coast Pizza, 216-341-9100. Ask for Gus, and he can help you get started in your own pizza business for a whole lot less than what you might think possible. Well, as I said before, we are celebrating our 9th anniversary on the air here this evening. We're glad you're with us here tonight, and I'm going to get my wife on the air here as well tonight. But if you've got a question or about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, our telephone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word this evening. And let's go ahead and put my wife on. My wife Kim is in the studio with me tonight. And Kim, welcome to the program tonight.
Good evening.
It's good to have you live on the air. And I'll let you talk tonight after 9 years, right? But you've talked a couple of times on the program. And, you know, we're celebrating, you know, this how God has enabled us to do this. And you've been here for a lot of this. I mean, most of the nights. You haven't been here every Sunday night like I have, but you've been here most of the nights. And I say that jokingly because my wife's a hospice nurse. Sometimes she's on call and she's out taking care of people on a Sunday night while I'm sitting here talking on the radio. But, you know, it's been a while. Glad to have you helping out from time to time. And I just wanted to say a few things about how we started with this program. And do you remember how we started the program?
We had actually investigated doing some type of radio program at one point, and then we decided to wait a while. And so we waited a few months and thought, well, maybe next year. And then somebody at the station had contacted my husband and asked him about starting. This was back in July, 9 years ago, and was asking him about starting a program. And so then I didn't know about this phone call. And so
I didn't tell you right away, did I?
So one night we went out to dinner and he says, oh, I was talking, this guy from the radio was called me and was talking to me about about doing a program. And so we started talking about the possibility of a program and doing a program like this as opposed to just a tape message, and the need for a program like this where people could call and ask their questions. And so he was saying, well, I don't know whether we should do it or not.
And I should interject here at this point, because when I was asked about doing this and I thought, well, it might be a good idea, I told the Lord, I was praying about it, thinking, well, Lord, you know, what about this? It seems like a tremendous opportunity, but you know, we're a small church and we don't have a lot of resources. And of course, as God has done so many times, he's reminded us we may be small, but he's not. And so we've joked before, we're probably the smallest church on radio, or at least one of the smallest churches. We're certainly not a mega church. We're a mini church, I guess you could say. Micro church. We're below the small church category. We would fit in most people's Sunday school rooms, I guess. But so we went out to eat. I prayed about it, and I said, well, Lord, I'm going to tell my wife, Kim, all the reasons why I think we shouldn't do it. And if you want us to do it, you have her tell me or shoot down my reasons for not doing it. So that's what she was talking about when she said that I said, well, I'm not sure whether or not we should do it. So I'll let you pick it up from there.
So he was bringing up all these different objections, and to each objection, I would have an answer, and even to the timing, and his mom was not well at the time. And so we said, well, if we wait, you know, for several more months, she might not be here to enjoy listening to him on the radio. And so we decided, and that was, you know, one of the things that helped decide, but there was a lot of other things involved. And it just seemed like that the timing was right.
Well, and also with that, when we first decided to do the program, and it was probably mid to late July, like you said, 9 years ago, we were looking at a time frame of starting in January. Not for any particular reason, just seemed like, well, first of the year, start the new year, start a new ministry. It just seemed like a reasonable thing to do. And it also give us time to get ready for it. And I remember I was asked, not by Kim, but by somebody else, I was asked, well, why do you need to wait? I mean, if you think you're going to do it, what's wrong with starting right away? I didn't have a good excuse or a good reason not to, and you couldn't come up with anything either, could you?
No.
Yeah, so he said, how about starting next month? And I said, you mean August? And he said, sure. And, I said, well, how long will it take to go from zero to, you know, at radio time to being on the radio an hour each week? And he said, well, there are certain things that you'll have to do. You'll have to find some music for an opening. And I was trying to think of something, and you'll have to establish a format, and then you'll have to record an opening segment and a closing segment and all of that. And I was thinking,
of commercials.
And I was thinking, well, that takes months to do all that, doesn't it? And he said, can you do it in about 3 weeks? And so we worked and we got everything together, got everything in place. We decided the music. I was sitting in the studio and looking at, saying, well, what do you have on hand? And he played one thing, and I thought, nah, that doesn't sound like it. And he played something else, and I thought, nah, that's too, that'll put you to sleep. Because remember, we were going to be on late at night, 11 o'clock. And in actuality, for the first 2 months, due to a fluke in the scheduling, we were actually coming on at midnight until 1 in the morning. So if you think we're on late now, you should have seen it when we first started. I think it was about, what, 2.5 months? We were on from midnight until 1 in the morning. And keep in mind, I am a pastor, and I do have a church. It might not be a big church, but I have Sunday school at 10 o'clock. And of course, as a shameless plug, I'm the pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. Our information will be given at the end of the program, but we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. But we have Sunday school at 10 o'clock, so I have to have something for that. And then we have a morning service at 11 o'clock, and so I have a message for the morning service. And currently, we're going through the Book of Acts in our morning service. And then I have a nursing home service at a local nursing home at 3:30 in the afternoon, and that usually takes up about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Not preaching the entire time, but a short song and a service and message, and then we chat with people and talk with people while we're there, and then back to the church and getting ready for our 6 o'clock service, which is different than our 11 o'clock service. For instance, right now we're going through the Book of Psalms during our 6 o'clock service on Sunday night, and then after the 6 o'clock service, and you got to keep in mind too, you know, our church doesn't leave right away. Our people don't just we say amen at the closing prayer and look up and see dust flying. What time did we actually leave this evening? Was it about
8:30?
About 8:30. Remember, this is a 6 o'clock service, and I didn't preach till 8:30. I think we were done with the preaching and the service, and the closing prayer, I think, was probably somewhere around 7:25 or something like that. So that tells you something. Our people like to stand around talking. We get a chance to minister to people that way and share a lot of prayer requests and praises and things like that, and I really enjoy that. So then I go home and get something to eat and try to go over a few things to get ready for the radio program, and then we drive up here, and we get to the studio, and we go on the air live for an hour and drive home. That's our Sunday. And so it doesn't leave a whole lot of time during the day. And so if you think staying up late for an 11 o'clock, you know, after a full day of services and everything, imagine when we were doing this in the beginning of a 12 o'clock until 1 in the morning program. And that was time consuming. But we finally got slipped into the 11 o'clock hour that we were trying to get into. And we started that. There was some music selections, and you know, even to this day, Kim, do you know what the name of the song is for the entry that we have as our theme music? Yeah, people ask me, what's the song that plays at the beginning and the end of your program and during the break? I don't know. It may be shocking, but I don't know. They have a DVD in the studio in a folder, and it's there somewhere. I don't know what the song is. And we wanted something because we were going to be on late at night that would keep people awake. And that, of course, comes to another thing that we were trying to do with the program. Instead of, as Kim said, what are we going to do, a recorded program or what? And the idea was that, you know, if you're driving late at night, and my wife and I were missionaries, we planted a church in the Samoan Islands during the 1990s, but prior to that, we were doing a lot of late-night driving. Both of us are night owls, and if we were ever within a few hours of either home or my wife's family in Kentucky, we would just drive home rather than spend the night somewhere. And there used to be a guy on the radio. Do you remember Night Songs, Kim? And how did that start?
It was very sleepy music.
Very sleepy indeed. I remember tuning in one night trying to keep awake and going through the dial on the radio, and I heard, "Welcome to Night Sounds Music to help you fall asleep. And I could just feel my eyelids going. So I thought, we don't want that kind of a program, even though the music was nice. But we didn't want to put people to sleep. We wanted to keep people awake and listening. And so we were doing at the time a Bible study at our church, which we still do. Every Friday night we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And we have a Bible study from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. It's an informal Bible study. People bring questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word, and we discuss them. We search the Scriptures. We have refreshments, and we just have a good, enjoyable time of fellowship as we search through the Bible. And, Kim, it might have been you that suggested that, even, using that format. Do you remember?
Well, I know we were talking about different formats, and I'm a little biased, but I think that my husband has a very good talent in being able to answer people's questions and explain things from the Bible in a way that's easy for people to understand and to help them understand difficult passages. And so I think that this is a way that he can use the gift that God's given him.
Well, and so we decided, why not? And actually, the Bible study had developed as an outgrowth of a previous ministry that just didn't quite get off the ground, but it resulted in us having this Friday night Bible study, which we still, as I said, still have, and certainly invite you to visit that if you're in the area. And so we decided, could we take that format and put it on the radio? And so that's what we endeavored to do. And so after about 3 weeks from going from, should we do a radio show, to sitting down here the first Sunday night a few minutes before midnight after a long day, and I have to say it was a long day that day in particular, because in addition to our regular schedule that day, we had a family reunion that afternoon. So I had church in the morning and a family reunion in the afternoon on top of everything else. And so after all of that, we came and sat in the studio, and for the first time, that little tune played, and we liked it because it's kind of peppy, kind of perky in a sense. And as it started playing, it was the first time that I sat down and said, good evening, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We got started and started on just the one station, our home station. AM 1220 WHKW The Word in Independence, Ohio, and we started with that. And over the years, as I said, God broadened the program, and of course the simulcast on 1440 in Warren, Ohio, and then last year adding Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN in Tampa, Florida. And we figured that was a good fit. We'd looked at some things in the past and thought about it. We even experimented for a little while, for a few months, with a Columbus, Ohio station, but that was kind of problematic, and it just didn't seem to pan out. And then later on, this came along, and it seemed like a great fit, because certainly what happens in Ohio, and I'm sure everybody in Florida is aware of this, when snow starts to fly in Ohio, what happens? The snowbirds fly south, and they wind up down in Florida. And I remember my grandmother, when she was alive, she was a snowbird. My aunt lived in Tampa, and so every year after Christmas, my grandmother would stay up here until Christmas, and then after Christmas, my aunt would fly her down to Florida, and she'd spend a month or so down there enjoying that Florida sunshine. And then she'd come back up, and then the next year she'd be down there again. And we have a number of listeners. There's one listener, I remember him telling me when we first went on the air in Tampa last year, he said, "Don't worry, when the snow flies, I'll call you from Tampa." And sure enough, we had a first cold snap here. He flew south, and that Sunday night he called me and he said, "I'm down in Tampa listening to you on Faith Talk 570 and 910. It was either 570 or 910, not sure exactly which one, but he was listening down there. So it seemed like a nice fit to go with Tampa, Florida. And so we're glad to be on the air down there, and hopefully we're a blessing to the folks in Florida. And the other thing that's kind of nice about it is the program streams live on the internet while we're doing it. So we get people all over the place. We've had people who have called from North Carolina, from Delaware, from West Virginia, from, we even had somebody call from Texas one night that was listening online, not on air. And so it's just amazing. We've had people call from Canada. And so the signal between the different stations that we're on, we cover a lot of territory. And also with the internet, there's been people listening from all over. And then, of course, with our internet presence at livewithpastoral.com and our Facebook page that you can access from there, we've had people from all over the world visiting and listening and downloading our programs. And so we're excited. It's a tremendous opportunity the Lord's given us to do this. And so we're excited to be on the air with you. And of course, we've tried from the beginning to make it open to our callers. And so we just, again, want to mention that if you want to give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673 is the phone number. I know we've got a few minutes left in the program yet tonight, but you can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. Had a few callers in the first half of the program, but one of the reasons we went with the call-in format is that we were talking about just doing a Bible study. And some nights when it's slow, we do some Bible study material and things like that. But when we were driving on deputation as missionaries, we would hear people from time to time, different stations on the radio. And a lot of times, to be perfectly honest, if I didn't know who was preaching or really didn't know what the topic was and all that, sometimes I would not be as willing to stay at that station and listen to that program. But whenever I would hit a live program, especially with callers calling in, I always enjoyed that. So we thought, the live format with callers calling in, where just like in the first half of the program, you don't always know what you're going to get, what kind of topics you're going to get. It would be something not only keep me awake, keep me on my toes, but also hopefully keep our listeners awake and be a blessing, be an encouragement. Because one of the things that we try to get across with our program is I believe that it's reasonable. In fact, I believe that it's more reasonable to believe the Bible than to not believe it. And it's like I like to tell young people, God put something between your ears to do more than keep your ears apart. He wants us to think. He wants us to ask questions. He wants us to search the scriptures. He wants us to look into the truth. And, unfortunately, there are people out there that they don't like you to ask questions. And I tell people all the time at our church, and I've said it on the radio, I say, if somebody tells you not to ask questions, if they don't like that, that ought to be a red flag. If something is true, it shouldn't matter whether you ask questions or not. I learned that when I was going to school, in math class. Anybody that learned math in school understands that 2 + 2 = 4. It's not 5, it's not 3, and it's certainly not 10. And if you think that it is, and you question the teacher on it, she's not shaken in her faith that 2 + 2 = 4, because she knows the truth. She knows the facts, and she is firm in her knowledge and understanding. And as a result, when you say, but teacher, it should be 5, and that's how I got it. This is what I did. And she says, no, you're wrong. 2 + 2 = 4. That's the facts. She's not threatened when you question her. But unfortunately, some people in some churches sometimes are threatened when you question them. And you have to wonder sometimes, are they confident in what they believe? And, sometimes we get some questions that are a little challenging. Sometimes we get some questions that we might not be able to figure out the answer to right away. But I have a couple of unshakable facts. I believe that God exists, and I believe the Bible is His Word. And as a result, when I read the Bible, I believe that I'm listening to God. And I believe that God is speaking to me through His Word. Let me go back here then to Psalm 19. And this is a favorite passage of mine in Psalm 19. This is a passage. People say, well, how can you be sure the Bible is the Word of God? How can you know that it's correct and say the Quran is not? And in Psalm 19, it says, in starting verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run the race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Now, this passage here is a tremendous passage that you can see some truths from God's word that shows that it's reasonable to believe the Bible. Remember, this was written by King David. Now, I believe when the Bible says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, it includes this. And there are some scientific facts in this that are not found in other ancient literature. And let me give it to you real quick here. All over the world, the heavens show this. And
you've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.
I'm Pastor Jeff Toring of Liberty Valley Church in Macedonia. And what the American church needs is a workhorse. Listen to the word of God to Job. Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Can you make him afraid? He goes on to meet the armed men. Brothers, it is time to be a workhorse for the king and lift up his banner.
For more information or to get involved, go to libertyvalleychurch.org.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WHKW Cleveland, WHKZ Warren, your home for Christian talk and biblical teaching, a service of Salem Media Group.